This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We also have Discord. You can Discord in at the Discord call-in line. Check that out at discord.lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We had just gotten into the topic, Daryl, that you brought in tonight, which is about immigration and the fear-mongering that is out there, the biased fear-mongering that is apparently very easy to poke some holes into. Where was the story coming from that you were sharing?
This is coming from Reason.com.
All right. And so they looked at somebody who was making claims about immigrants and crime rates.
Yes. And a former U.S. Civil Rights Commission member, Peter Kersenow, who wrote a piece in National Review. And the author of this article at Reason is basically explaining why the article is bunk.
Okay.
Because, again, he selectively cherry-picked data from data that is admittedly incomplete. So he didn't have complete data
so
to begin with.
Garbage from top to bottom.
That's what Reason is saying here. Yes. So one of the reports that was used was a 2011 Government Accountability Office report on the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program, also referred to as SCAP. The SCAP report shows that in 2009, there were 295,959 criminal aliens incarcerated in state and local prisons at any given time that year. From this number, Kersenow, who's the guy making the report or the article that's being torn apart here, Kersenow subtracts those in the country legally and assumes that the balance gives one the total number of undocumented immigrants being incarcerated during the year. He compares that number with the population of undocumented people in various states to estimate their crime rate. Then he compares that rate with the crime rate of citizens to come up with a massively inflated incarceration rate of undocumented aliens. But here's the problem. Kersenow assumed, as some others before him, with only a passing familiarity of the databases, that the 295,959 figure refers to the number of individuals incarcerated. It's not. It's actually the total number of incarcerations.
Meaning the same person could have been incarcerated more than once in a year.
Correct.
Which is how that usually works in general.
Right. And the author of this piece says if a criminal alien was incarcerated for 10 short sentences, released after each one, and then reincarcerated, that single alien would account for 10 incarcerations under SCAP.
Got it.
But Kersenow counts that as 10 individuals.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to estimating the incarceration rate of natives, Kersenow compares the number of individuals incarcerated with the total population. This nonsensical apples-to-oranges comparison yields an exceedingly unfavorable incarceration rate for undocumented immigrants. Indeed, for three of the five states that were examined, the undocumented incarceration rate was 10 to 100 points higher than that of the native population.
According to his numbers.
According to Kersenow, when more credible studies show that the reality may be closer to the opposite, meaning that natives commit crime
more often
at higher rates.
That sounds familiar to me because years ago, I think the magazine was American Conservative, but I remember Mark brought in this, like an actual right-wing conservative magazine that did an honest look at the numbers when it came to immigrants or even just Hispanics and crime rate, and found that they're more likely to be not arrested than native-born populations.
Right. And also that's doubly true for quote unquote violent crimes. Continuing here with the article from Reason, Carson Al failed to appreciate that the purpose of the GAO report was to estimate the reimbursement that Uncle Sam owes to state and local governments for incarcerating criminal immigrants. Thus, the agency was only interested in the total number of incarcerations over the course of a year. They did not care to separate out the number of offenses from the number of offenders, which is why the GAO report is nearly worthless for any scholarly attempt to estimate the crime rate of undocumented immigrants. A quick look at the American Community Survey, or ACS, further confirms just how out of line Carsonell's estimate actually is. The ACS is an annual mini-census that, among other things, gathers information about prisoners in adult correctional facilities. It does not report on the broad legal status of immigrants, but does indicate whether the people incarcerated are American citizens or if they were immigrants from another country. And just something real quick to point out on this, American Community Survey.
Yeah, that's the census thing.
That's not the that's the yearly thing that they send randomly.
It's the census that does that, though.
Yeah, it's handled by the Census Bureau, and
it's
not the decades
one. It's the ones
right. And there's a lot of people, especially more conservative, libertarian, conspiracy-minded individuals that think that there's some nefarious reason for doing this, but it's really just to where government. Well, entities can try to have more accurate information instead of on a 10-year basis.
It may not be the intention of nefarious purposes, but we all know that the more data the government has on you, the more nefarious purposes they can exact. So while it may not have been the intention of the people who created the census, they didn't say, oh, we want this to be able to use to confiscate people's guns or something like that, or,
right.
or whatever the fear might be, or identify Japanese Americans and intern them. For instance. So, you look at the intentions behind a government program, don't ever have anything to do with what that program ends up being used for in a lot of cases. The government program grows way beyond its original intentions, like the census was once every 10 years. Now it's once a year, and they're collecting more and more data and asking more and more invasive questions.
Not everybody gets the ACS survey. It's a very small percentage, and if
but we know people who have
just drop it in the shredder.
I don't know that you can say that that's not the original intentions. I don't know how you would have any way of knowing what the original intentions are, because you're not going to tell the census workers like, okay, this is seasonal work, a one-off thing, you're making $8 an hour or $20 an hour if it's, I guess if it's a government job. Not if it's a government job.
Yeah, they get paid pretty well.
So I just want you to know, ground level people, that what we're doing is we're going to round up the Japanese people, we're going to take the guns, we're going to kill these
other
people.
No, of course they're not going to say that.
They're not going to tell that. So the person knocking at your door probably doesn't know what it's for.
Of course not.
But the person who designed the program, I mean, we don't
they're
know
dead.
What they
those people are gone. They're long
probably
gone.
Probably who they
well,
were.
You can know all those things, Melanie. You can go back and you can look at the records of the bureaucrats who passed a program or the politicians who spoke about an issue, and you can go back and you can see a lot of law was created from good intentions, but the road to hell is paved.
You can't see intentions from what someone said. Nobody's going to go up to the Senate and be like, yes, I'm Senator so-and-so from this state, and it is my intention to kill this.
I understand what you're saying, but all that said, I think that most people who go into politics, I don't think they believe they're evil people. I think that they're people who want to try to help.
I don't think anybody believes they're an evil person, no matter where they are on
that
spectrum.
Yeah, if your intention is to intern Japanese Americans, and that's a pretty evil thing to do. I'm sure the people who were doing that thought they were doing the right thing, but it's not the right thing to do. Just what I'm saying is sometimes when you go back and you look at what the lawmakers say, because a lot of it is on the record when they pass laws, you can get a feel for what their intentions are. Now,
you can get a feel for what they said.
I understand that. What you're saying is that their intentions could be the opposite of what they're saying. There's no doubt about that. But I don't buy the idea that the census was originally created to intern Japanese Americans. That's something that they did later
thing, but it was intended to give the United States federal government more information.
Right, which is why I oppose it. But nonetheless, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. I won't even tell them how many people are in there.
What do you think the U.S. government is going to do with information?
They're going to use it against you.
Yeah, and if you think anything else, you're kind of, you know, have some issues.
I understand that. I'm just telling you that, how a government program turns out doesn't have anything to do with the intentions of the people who created it, because they're not the ones who run it. They're not the ones who administer it later on. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up what you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of different ways to do that. Go check that out. Blink Home Security System can be yours. They're very affordable. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will probably charge you for one cam. And these are wireless, meaning that they're super easy to set up. You unbox the set, you put the batteries in that are included, and then you set up the cameras wherever you want them around your house. You plug in the one wire in the whole system. That's a power cable for the hub that they all connect through and to, and then ultimately you set it all up with your Wi-Fi enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet, and when something goes in front of the cameras and triggers the motion detection during the time frames you specify, it sends that clip, which again you can select the length of the clip, sends it right to your device. That way you know what's going on wherever you are in the world. As long as you've got an internet connection, you can be aware of what's happening at your house or maybe small office. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the story from Reason.com, Daryl, that you've been sharing about immigrants and crime rates. And, of course, a lot of times when you hear statistics and you don't actually check into the source, you might be misled. And in this case, there's a guy who published a story. Where was this Curacao guy or whatever his name was?
Curacao. He published it in National Review.
Ah, okay. Very conservative
magazine. Yes, it is.
And Reason is basically picking it apart, saying this dude cherry-picked data from bad data in the first place.
Yes.
And ultimately, he was trying to make it look like immigrants were more likely to be criminals or violent criminals. And the reality is not the case.
Right. And let's dig a little bit further in this, where the author mentions a report from the American Community Survey, which the survey for 2008 reported there were 156,329 non-citizens incarcerated at the federal, state, or local level. This is only half, roughly, of the 296,959 incarcerations in the SCAP report from the GAO in state and local prisons, making it impossible for the 296,959 figure to be referring to the total number of criminal aliens incarcerated during the year.
Huh.
So if this guy would have just looked at another federal report, he would have seen that he was doing bad math. Curacao is merely an individual whose analysis can be discounted. But there's no discounting the Alien Incarceration Report jointly released by the Department of Justice and Homeland Security in December. It, too, misrepresented data when it estimated 1 in 5 persons in the Federal Bureau of Prisons custody were foreign-born, and that 94% of confirmed aliens in custody were unlawfully present. That seems shockingly high, as undocumented immigrants are at most about 4% of the population. But if this report were right, they would be 19% of all prisoners. But the report had no solid basis for its conclusion because it did not have all of the prison data. The author says if you scroll beyond the report's press release and summary of findings, they admit as much. The report actually says this report does not include data on foreign-born or alien populations in state prisons and local jails because state and local facilities do not routinely provide DHS or DOJ with comprehensive information about their inmates and detainees. Hmm. This limitation is noteworthy because state and local facilities account for approximately 90% of total U.S. incarcerations population. DHS and DOJ are working to develop a reliable methodology for estimating the status of state and local incarcerated populations in future reports.
So government agencies don't talk to one another very effectively.
Correct.
What do you know?
Continues, of course, that did not stop Fox News and other similar outfits from using it to peddle the illegal immigrants or hardened criminals.
Ridiculous.
It's really important to bear in mind that the federal prison population is not representative of the incarcerated populations in state and local prisons. Not at all. Because federal prisons house undocumented immigrants who commit immigration offenses. The ones who commit more serious
crimes. And drug offenses and other things, but yes.
Says the ones who commit more serious crimes tend to be housed in state facilities. Because
even
they're being
federal,
charged, they're being charged with state crimes.
Right.
You don't go to a federal prison for violating a state statute.
For robbery or you know, whatever.
Now, if you wind up getting a federal drug trafficking charge, then yes, you will be in a federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the run-of-the-mill guy that gets caught with a joint in his pocket, he's going to a county lockup.
That's right.
Only 85% of people who were convicted of murder were sentenced to federal prison in 2016, but the total number of murder convictions nationwide was 17,785. Clearly, only a small fraction of a percent of all the murderers are incarcerated in federal prisons, so most undocumented immigrants in these facilities are not hardened criminals. As Kersenow acknowledged, the government doesn't keep good data on undocumented immigrant incarcerations in state correctional facilities, but the data we do have suggests they are actually much less crime-prone than native-born Americans. The Texas Tribune reported after examining data obtained from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice that undocumented immigrants are underrepresented in local jails. They are only 4.6% of the inmate population, while they make up 6.3% of the state's total population in Texas.
4.3% of inmate population in, we're talking about state facilities here?
In Texas, and it says local.
Okay.
Local jail, but, you know, I'm not sure, you know, if that means county plus municipal. And I don't know how many municipalities in Texas have jails.
And it was as compared to, what was it, 6%?
6.3% of the state population.
Okay.
Going to page 2, some academic researchers have examined quasi-natural policy shifts to see how crime rates change due to more intense immigration enforcement. If undocumented immigrants are more crime-prone, then more aggressive immigration enforcement in an area should lower crime rates. But they found no overall reduction.
No kidding.
This suggests, at a minimum, that undocumented immigrants' crime rate is no higher than that of the broader population. More recent research conducted by Michelangelo Landgrave and me, being the author, finds similar results. He writes, we applied a statistical technique that is used to figure out the employment, age, and occupation of immigrants in the census to the incarcerated population data in the ACS. This allowed us to estimate the percentage of undocumented immigrants among those incarcerated. We found that even if one includes in the mix those in detention facilities, most whom are there for immigration-related offenses,
not real crimes.
Undocumented immigrants are 44% less likely to be incarcerated than native-born Americans.
Repeat that last line.
44% less likely.
Undocumented immigrants are 44% less likely to be incarcerated than native-born Americans.
And
that's huge. That's huge.
Wait until I tell you what's next.
All right. We'll get into it here. Your calls and thoughts. These are the new scapegoats in society. There's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery. And truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you are somebody who pays taxes and you would like to pay fewer taxes, you would like to pay less than the amounts that you previously paid, you want to keep as much as you possibly can, you want to hire the lady who wants to run down a bunch of people who are drunk in the streets. Yes, that's right, Melanie will do your taxes for you. She's a real anarchist, and she really hates the government and drunk rioters.
Can I get a tax deduction for adding a cattle catcher to my not a bus?
Does it have anything to do with the business?
I don't know. Is running over protesters a business?
No. And even if it was, it would be an illegal business.
Right. And so then I just wind up, however much money I make doing that, I add to line 21 of the 1040 that includes income from illegal activities.
Right. But that doesn't mean you get to deduct the expenses.
See, she knows what she's talking about.
You can't deduct expenses of an illegal business. So, but if you run a dispensary, you can deduct the weed that you buy because that's cost of goods sales, which is not an expense according to the IRS.
See, she's got it together. She knows what she's talking about. You can have her consult with you, have her take care of your taxes, whether you're an individual or a business. Get in touch with Melanie over at tax.freetalklive.com. It's not too late. People should be receiving their 1099s,
W-2s, K-1s, whatever you got.
get that paperwork from all the various different people that pay you and such. Once you get it all together, that's a good time to give Melanie a call right away and schedule an appointment to do whatever needs to be done, whatever kind of consulting you have to talk to them. I imagine ask them some questions about their situation.
Yeah, if you really just have papers that other people are sending you, then we don't really need to do consulting in any way.
Okay.
If you have a business, then that might take a couple days to, like, at most, to get through.
All right.
Most people just need, like, the initial, okay, we're going to do your taxes now.
So Melanie can help you with that. And so maybe you've already got somebody who's doing that. Or maybe you've been doing your taxes this whole time during your life and you're sick of it and you want to have a professional take care of it, but you want to have a professional that is a liberty-oriented person, and that is Melanie. You go to tax.freetalklive.com, and they'll take you right to her website. You've got more from this story, but hold on, Daryl. We're going to get to that next point because you said it's a big one. First, we go to Will. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he's a listener via podcast. Will, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, hope all is well.
Welcome.
In comment of her tax services, man, taxes are really complicated, and it's really... My dad has a business, and it's just crazy how much time he spends dealing with that crap.
Absolutely.
But yeah, especially for some... Especially for somebody who that's not their thing. Like, if you told me, like, all right, once a year, go do your job for one day... Like, I'm probably not going to do it very well.
Right. I don't, if you're a business person, you didn't get into business to do taxes. You got into business to provide a product or a service to the marketplace. And the last thing you want to do is pour over government paperwork and, you know, endless instruction forms and forms beyond belief. So, yeah, go ahead, Will.
Yeah. He even has a hired accountant for a long time, and it's just, he still spends... You know, thousands of dollars for her and hundreds of hours dealing with it. But anyway, my question was, you know, like here in the Dallas area, they say we've had 5 or 10 deaths from the flu or whatever. I know Mark's feelings on the flu vaccine, that it makes him definitely sick. But anyway, every time I try to look it up, like, you know, who died, were they vaccinated and all that, you always end up getting, I understand not getting the information of what happened just recently, you know, a month ago or 2 months ago or something like that, as far as the deaths. But I'd like to know the deaths of people that were vaccinated and got...
Well, and some of that is information that I don't know if you can ever wind up getting because of HIPAA. Right.
Well, yeah, so, like, your medical records don't become public once you die. So, or
and,
at least I don't think
that.
So.
And I get that part of it, but it seems like there's always a CDC tracking of, you know, people who die that fill in the blank, you know, and all that. And one of the things that's always kind of hard to get to is, like, people who die of the flu, how many were vaccinated
How that usually works is if there's enough of people for it to be, to get a good statistic from, and they're like, okay, so 8 million people died of this and 12% were X. They'll release that, but when the numbers are so small that they're kind of afraid that if they release the numbers that people will be identifiable. So if it's like, oh, 10 people died and 8 were vaccinated and 2 weren't, it might not be that difficult to figure out who those people were. And so those are the kinds of things they're not typically going to release. And I really kind of do, like, there's all kinds of stuff to hate the CDC for, but I really do think that that's a reasonable position.
No, and that's a good reason. That's the best reason or excuse, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's what I've heard, and I appreciate that.
Very good, Will.
I don't know the answer. I'm just so suspicious about this whole vaccine. And not
I'm suspicious as well. I'm very suspicious. Anything that says to people line up like cattle and receive this vaccination, I don't know, man. Does anybody in here take that flu shot?
I had it one time, and that was the one time I wound up getting the flu.
You said you do, Will?
No, I do. Well, I used to. I have not in 2 or 3 years, and anyway, I've got my own results.
Yeah,
correlation is not causation, but, you know.
Sure, no doubt.
I haven't. Things that I can die from, I get vaccines for.
You can die from the flu,
so
right?
Automobile?
Yeah, but, okay, well, they don't have, if they had a available
what
automobile
if there was
vaccine,
a, what if
I would
there was
it.
A vaccine to protect you from chemtrails?
Well, since chemtrails aren't real.
Man, I'm into it.
total fantasy.
I'm kidding, but I do believe it. It's not like I don't believe in vaccines at all. But I think people.
Oh, I believe they exist.
Really, the flu is the only thing that I'm kind of like, that's weird on, because I'm taking a pharmaceutical for something that, unless you have something else going on, like, it's not going to kill you, so. That doesn't make sense. Like, polio is going to kill you. Like, there's a lot of diseases that are MMR or whatever it's called. Like, that will, like, seriously mess you up. So, yes, get a vaccine for that.
Yeah,
but,
the flu, I mean,
I don't know. That just doesn't really.
Here's an interesting question. Since so many vaccines are now. At least for if you want to attend school, whether it be a public school, a private school, yeah. etc., and the government knows about it, you right. have to have received fill-in-the-blank vaccinations. How long is it going to be before they say, oh, in order for you to get a state-approved graduation document, you have to get your
flu shot.
They
don't have the same argument there. So... If they're putting you in a large group of people, first of all, like, so when I went to undergrad, they made me sign a thing that I promised not to come to class if there was a polio outbreak.
People think that way, though. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but people really do kind of think the way what he's talking about, where you have to have you have to have your vaccines to get, you know, what your degree or your diploma, or like somebody else brought up the driver license or whatever. It just seems like it could go that route.
Can't renew your passport.
Right, but when they give you a driver's license, they're not putting you in a building with a whole bunch of other people, so they don't really have that same argument.
You've got to go to a building with a bunch of other people to renew your driver's license.
Will, yeah, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate it. To walk into the door.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on Skype. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ring. Good evening there, Miss Melanie, Brother Darryl.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just heard you talking about those vaccines. A quick little comment. And then I got a very interesting thing what Rick has been doing the past couple of days now. The vaccines, I don't take them. You know, and they're a nice idea, okay, in principle, in theory. But in reality, yeah, they're more destructive than they're positive. It's not like it's a conspiracy. It's just a dumb idea. Now, think about this. Adolf Hitler, it's funny, because he had a real big problem with the Jewish people. But see, the reality
is... He had a problem
with
a lot of people, but yes, certainly Jews bear the brunt of it.
And you know what? Adolf Hitler really loved his mama. And what happened is, you know, his mama had the flu, and he had a doctor come in, and the doctor was there. He was only like 10 years old. And what happened is she died from the flu. You know what I mean? And he blamed the doctor, and he happened to be Jewish, you know?
Well, that's what happens when you're an angry person. You always got to find somebody to blame. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Whether it be the Jews or the immigrants or the whatever the next group that is supposed to be the scapegoat for all the world's problems or the country's problems. We'll continue. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget to check us out over at the AMP program. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, then please AMP the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Look, it costs money to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We've got 175 radio stations, and I think that's close to a record high for Free Talk Live. I don't know if we've ever eclipsed 180, so we're doing very, very well, and it takes time, it takes money to market, to advertise, to promote Free Talk Live, and get new stations on board. I'm expecting to announce a new station, a couple new stations in Tennessee this week, a couple big Cumulus radio stations. I can't officially say which ones yet, but I'm excited about that. So we've always got new ones coming on board, and that's thanks to the efforts of the affiliate relations here at Free Talk Live. And Daryl, you do a bulk of that work. I do some of it as well, but it takes the physical phone calling of program directors,
yes,
to introduce them to the program, to get them to hopefully eventually say yes, as over 100 and something, 170 or whatever affiliates have come on board. So if you want to help us with that and get cool perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only Discord chats, that's the newest perk that we have for amplifiers, you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there for $5 a month with PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin Core, which is actually below $5 for a fee these days, so maybe we'll actually have somebody use Bitcoin Core again. Meantime, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, however it is you want to support us. We've had the AMP numbers over the years have dwindled due to, you know, people, they got other things they want to spend their money on.
Yep.
They got to cut the budget back, get fired from a job, that kind of thing. So, you know, we could use your help now more than ever at the AMP program. And there's now more perks than there have ever been over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, you can take, you can take us wherever you want as far as topics are concerned. But, Daryl, you've been discussing the immigration statistics and the just absolute false statistics that are out there, the things that are created from thin air, basically, or hacked together from very inappropriately gathered data in the first place.
From incomplete data.
Yeah.
So let me jump back a little bit, because it's been a while since we were at the beginning of this article from Reason.com, tearing apart a piece by Peter Kersenow in National Review, who looked at a report, the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program report from the Government Accountability Office, showing that in 2009 there were 295,959 criminal aliens incarcerated in state and local prisons at some point. Now, as was pointed out further down in this article, that means that if one person was incarcerated three times,
they count
in that SCAP report as three incarcerations.
Right.
That 200—I'm just going to say 297,000 figure is almost double what the American Community Survey report shows of 156,329 non-citizens. Meaning both legal and undocumented immigrants that were incarcerated at some point in federal, state, and local facilities.
So what you're saying is, was the 297,000 only supposed to be federal?
No, the 297 was state and local.
State and local.
Because it was based on a reimbursement that the feds give for housing criminal aliens.
So that 297,000 was supposed to be state and local imprisoned immigrants,
total,
right?
Incarcerations. That the author of the report from National Review says, oh, so that means there were 297,000 immigrants that were in jail.
True. Because he's counting more, he's counting people more than once in there. And as you said, the numbers that total all state, federal, and local incarcerations for immigrants, which include legal ones, you're saying, is less than half of that, basically.
Correct. And now jumping over towards the end of this article, the author of the article, along with Michelangelo Landgrave, did some researching, and they applied a statistical technique that is used to figure out the employment, age, and occupation of immigrants in that ACS survey, the American Community Survey. This allowed us to estimate the percentage of undocumented immigrants among those incarcerated. We found that even if you include those in federal detention facilities, which are included in that 156,000, then undocumented immigrants are 44% less likely to be incarcerated than native-born Americans. If you exclude those from federal detention centers, meaning they're in federal custody but not in a federal prison, then it's actually 69% less likely that an undocumented immigrant is going to commit a crime than someone who was born and raised in the United States.
And let's talk about the sort of the larger picture here, which is that immigrants are the current scapegoat. They're the current blame, blame this group, whether it's in the past, it's been other scapegoats.
Now, before you make that point, let me read the final two sentences of this piece. The author says, restrictionists want the public to believe that undocumented immigrants are criminals in order to justify harsh enforcement policies and crackdowns. But before America goes down this draconian path, it's vital that it gets the facts straight. Taking amateur analysis or government spin at face value will hurt peaceful and hardworking immigrants without making America safer.
Right, and it hurts them by people looking at them with suspicion. by people when they see somebody whose skin color is different. They see a brown person, they jump to a conclusion.
Did you see the headline about the Navajo congressman that was threatened with deportation? You need to get out of this country and go back where you came from, or we're going to deport you. Oh, you mean the Navajo reservation?
Because he was brown. And yes. The person couldn't
brown
tell the difference.
Brown person in Arizona.
Right.
You go back where you came from, crossing border.
It's this blaming of
groups.
Yeah,
go back groups. To Russia.
It's the blaming of groups. It is, the groupthink, the mentality, the collectivist mentality to say that a certain group is a certain way, and that's a bad thing. Now, of course, as you've pointed out here, that group isn't the certain way. It is not the criminal way that people want you to believe about immigrants. But obviously there are criminals within immigrant groups, just like there are criminals within Native groups.
Right, and it's how many stories do we have to read about Florida Man before I just wind up saying that you and Mark wind up needing to go back where you came from, and I take over the show.
Because all Florida people are bad, or something like that.
Florida man tried to kidnap Lana Del Rey.
Is that right?
She is some musician.
She's a singer, right?
Yeah.
Did that
Florida
happen?
Man did it. Yeah, the headline on Google and whatnot.
Now, I mean,
Florida man.
The Florida man thing is funny because most people don't take that seriously, right? I don't think they take that seriously. They're not out lynching Florida men or whatever. That hasn't happened. But ultimately, the people that look at immigrants as a problem have they want to blame somebody for the problems in society.
And then,
it's convenient.
It's the weird stereotype sort of thing of, oh, this person who fits in group A did X, so therefore everybody in group A is X.
Or they're more likely to be X or dangerous.
So
or
therefore, we just need to keep everybody from Group A out of the country because X.
It's crazy. I mean,
instead of everybody's an individual, judge them accordingly.
I mean, how is this really any different from the Red Scare? Right. I mean, it was the commies previously. It's the immigrants now.
Well, because communism is a behavior, whereas having been born in Mexico.
Well,
isn't.
No, you're it's being legit. Accused of being. If somebody accuses you of being a communist and starts to treat you as though you're a communist because they heard somewhere that Melanie was a communist, that
Are
doesn't have
you
anything
now,
to do
or
with.
Have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? Yeah.
That doesn't have anything
but
to do with your actual behavior.
But that's still an actual allegation. If I say you committed X behavior, whether it's true or not,
you're an immigrant is an allegation as well.
You're
prove
accused
it.
Of being Mexican. Prove you're not.
Yeah, you.
Right. So that's a non-allegation. I mean, it's something that you can do to harm someone, but it's a non-allegation. It's not.
Yeah, it would harm you.
You
it would,
as a person.
It would harm your reputation if somebody went around saying that you were a communist, right? Because you're not.
It would mostly be funny, but I'm kind of in a quasi-unique situation there where I can prove that I'm not, whereas most people
yeah, but most people aren't going to give you the chance to prove it. They're just going to hear, somebody told me Melanie was a communist.
Yeah, then I'm just going to make fun of them for not being able to use Google.
You're accused
but,
of being
a
witch.
Yeah, most people, you can't Google their political beliefs.
The
so,
if you float, then you're a witch and we burn you, and if you sink, you're not a witch, but you've already drowned.
You could be secretly a communist. There were plenty of secret communists back when people were trying to ferret them out. That's why they were being ferreted out. The toll-free number here is 855-453-3733. You could just be deep cover.
Are you a ferret?
This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 on the way.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.